Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The Soccer Gambling Podcast is brought to you by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, and Virginia. From boosted parlays to in-game odds on every major sport, WynnBET has what you need to win. Sign up today to receive a $500 risk-free sports bet. Download the WynnBET app now or visit wynnbet.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's number one app to buy and sell sports bets. Use your promo code SGP on your first deposit and receive up to $500 in bonus cash. That's PropSwap.com and the promo code SGP. Also brought to you by PixWise. PixWise is the number one home of free sports betting picks. Visit PixWise.com to make your next bet better. We're also brought to you by OddsCrowd. Are you the best football bettor in the US? OddsCrowd challenges you to prove it with their free-to-play fantasy betting contests. With over $30,000 up for grabs over the season, you need to go to OddsCrowd.com to sign up today. And of course, don't forget to download the SGPN app. SGPN is giving you the chance to win $100,000 on NFL Week 1 exclusively on the SGPN app. Y'all are listening to your first of three international bonus shows here, focusing on the European World Cup qualifiers here on the Soccer Gambling Podcast. You can follow the Soccer Gambling Podcast on Twitter. That's at SGP Soccer, at SGP Soccer. Also, check out my additional content over at my website, lockbetting.com. That's lockbetting.com, where I've guided my clients to 99 months in a row of transparent trap profit. That's right, for over 8 years, I haven't had a single losing month. And in the month of September, I am going for the illustrious 100th month in a row of transparent trap profit. If you check out the pinned tweet on the at SGP Soccer Twitter account, it will always be the P&L for the previous month. So in a couple of days, it will be the month of August. But if you look through the lockbetting.com site, you can see all of the previous months, as we do have a transparent tracked record of all of the profit. And as I said, the 100th month looks to happen here in September, and you can be a part of the journey. Massive month beginning with all of this international soccer. Then we'll go back to domestic soccer. Then we'll have the NFL and then the Champions League. You can get all of the futures plays for the NFL. They've just been released a couple of days ago. You can get all of the futures plays for the Champions League in this month of September. You can even go back and get some domestic soccer futures that we've already posted, and the futures for the US Open tennis. So huge, huge month, not just because we are going for the 100th month of transparent track profit, but because there is so much going on here in the month of September. And that's not to mention any boxing and UFC that we have with Anthony Joshua fighting this month, and of course the MLB season as well. Huge, huge month. So be a part of it. Sign up over at lockbetting.com and do it now. Do it on September first, so you get the entire month. I use Patreon because it allows me to be fully transparent. It is like another form of social media. However, the only drawback is whenever you sign up, they do bill you for the entire month. So if you sign up on the 5th, 10th, 15th, 20th, 25th, you will get billed for the entire month of September, and you'll get billed again on October the 1st. So don't let that happen. Get the entire month. Get on board for these international soccer futures immediately. So as we move on to these qualifiers, the format that I'm taking here is the format of the European show. The European show is a massively successful show that we do over at lockbetting.com, where we look at all of the fixtures from around Europe, excluding Serie A and the EPL, because we have individual shows for them here. So we look at the likes of the Bundesliga, La Liga, the French League, Portuguese League, etc. And we narrow it down to just a few picks. And that's what we've done here. We've narrowed it down to just a few picks. We're looking at seven games here that are happening across Wednesday and Thursday from the European World Cup qualifiers. And we begin with the reigning world champions, France. They are at home to Bosnia, where they are the 2-9 favourites. It's 5-1 on the draw. And it's 16-1 here on Bosnia. I am looking for some sort of a bounce back here from France after a very, very questionable and poor Euro 2020 campaign. They came in as the favourites and were eliminated by Switzerland, albeit via a penalty shootout. Throughout the tournament, they looked very, very shaky at the back, and they actually have conceded 6 goals in their last 3 competitive games, all happening at the Euros. However, they have scored in 11 straight internationals. The play I like here is to take France in over 2.5 goals, because France could be in FU mode and wanting to put out a standout performance to erase what happened at Euro 2020. But Bosnia could also contribute towards a scoring. It's not a given that France is suddenly going to tighten up defensively. This Bosnia team have scored in 7 of their last 8 away non-friendly internationals. And Bosnia have actually scored in 11 of the last 16 non-friendly internationals that Edin Dzeko has started in. And the Inter Milan player will be playing here in this one. So lots of data there to support Bosnia grabbing a goal to aid our over 2.5. But if they don't, I still think France could get us there here with the mindset that they should be carrying into this game to erase what happened at the Euros. And France and over 2.5 goals in this match is available at 7-10 here in this one. Up next, we stay on Tuesday and we look at this game here between Norway and the Netherlands here. Norway are available here at 7-2. It's 13-5 on the draw, and it's 3-4 on the Netherlands, who will be managed by Louis van Gaal here for the first time. He is the new Dutch manager. De Boer is predictably gone after their elimination at the hands of the Czech Republic. Interestingly, Norway have only lost once in Norway since 2016. So across the last 5 years, their record has been played 19, won 12, drawn 6 and lost just 1. Whereas the Netherlands have failed to win in 4 of their last 6 competitive away games. Now, Louis van Gaal takes over here, and this is a step up, although I do think obviously Louis van Gaal isn't in his prime as a manager. He is a better appointment than Frank de Boer, because Frank de Boer is just pretty much as bad as you can get in terms of hiring a manager. And we saw his tactics at the Euros were all over the place. The Netherlands came through a pretty easy group. As soon as the going got tough, they got eliminated at the hands of the Czech Republic. So he was predictably gone. But Louis van Gaal comes in here. I think it will take the players some time to adjust. I remember when Louis van Gaal took over at Man United, it took us a whole season to adjust, or half a season to adjust. In fact, he lost his opening game as the Man United manager at Old Trafford. I actually went to that. So we could see an adjustment period here for Holland and Louis van Gaal, where they're getting used to the new manager. So I'm not going to take them to immediately come here and win away to Norway, given Norway's home record. So I like Norway on the double chance market to avoid a defeat here in this one, and that's available here at the price of even money. So you can get that at 21-20 best price, but even money is widely available, and I will be taking Norway to avoid that defeat, as they've only lost 1 game in the last 5 years, and Holland don't have a great away record, and they are under new management here. I do think that what's interesting is that this is somewhat of a World Cup playoff, because it's getting tight in Group G. Group G is a very difficult group. Some of the groups are very, very easy, but Group G doesn't fall into that category. Both of these teams have already lost to Turkey, so if either one of them lose here, it would probably be a major blow. It's actually a more of a must-win game here for Norway. I feel like the Netherlands probably could take a loss here and possibly find a run of form and still get through, but as I said, both teams have already lost to Turkey, and it's already getting a little bit sticky for Norway and the Netherlands, two teams you would expect to get to the World Cup from Europe, even though Norway were not at the Euros, but with the likes of Haaland in their team, you would expect them to be there, and with that home record, you definitely expect them to be there. So I'm going to take them to avoid a defeat here at evens. That's going to be your play here for this game. Up next, we have Portugal at home to the Republic of Ireland, where Portugal are the 1-5 favourites to win this game. It's 5-1 on the draw, and it's 16-1 here on the Republic of Ireland. I cannot make any case for the Republic of Ireland scoring in this game. They are notoriously involved in unders in most games that they play, and we were riding a run of just constantly taking Ireland unders as a lock and cashing and cashing and cashing and cashing. Well, the only way this one doesn't get under is if Portugal scored three goals. So a safer way to bet this than taking under 2.5 goals would be Portugal to win and under 3.5 goals, or Portugal to nil. I think that would be my main lean here for this game, because either way you slice it, I don't think Ireland are contributing here. Ireland have only beaten Andorra in their last 14, losing 7 of those. They've also failed to score in 9 of their last 12 outings. Look at that statistic. 75% of the time in the last 12 games, Ireland have failed to score. This Portuguese side have posted 9 victories, and in all of those, in their last 17, and in those 9 victories, they kept a clean sheet in all of them. So if they win with a clean sheet, and that record dates back to September 2020. So I'm going to take Portugal with a clean sheet here, although I also like Portugal and under 3.5 goals. You're actually getting that at a better price. Portugal to win to nil is available at 4-6, and Portugal and under 3.5 goals, which would allow Ireland to score, but that means Portugal are only winning this game 2-1, which is unlikely, but it does give you a little bit more protection, and it's at a bigger price. Portugal and under 3.5 goals is available at evens, but I'm going to go for the clean sheet, because I do think there's a possibility that Portugal, another team that disappointed at Euro 2020, could be looking for a big win here. And Ireland are actually quite good defensively, even though they are involved in a lot of unders. That doesn't mean that they are a decent defensive team. But I think if Portugal can score early, Ireland will be forced to open up a little bit, and the floodgates could open up. I think that winning to nil is a lot safer, because Ireland are going to do what they've done in 75% of the last 12 games, which is not score a goal. We're going to stay with the clean sheet theme here as we look at this next game between Moldova and Austria. And I'm only covering it because I want to stick with this clean sheet theme. Austria to win this game are available at 1-4. It's 9-2 on the draw, and it's 14-1 on Moldova. Very, very strong supporting data here for Austria to win this game with a clean sheet, and that's going to be the play. Austria to win to nil is available at 3-4. Austria's three most recent away wins have actually all been to nil, and this Moldova team have failed to score in 9 of their last 12 games. So exactly the same as Ireland. In their last 12 games, this Moldova team haven't scored in 75% of them. So I covered those two games back to back because they almost have identical data. So Portugal to nil and Austria to nil, two plays I think you have to take on Wednesday. We stay with the clean sheet theme here once again, because we move on to Friday and we begin intentionally with Italy at home to Bulgaria. The new European champions are, of course, heavy favourites. They're at 1-9. It's 15-2 on the draw, and it's 25-1 here on Bulgaria. Italy to win to nil is available at 3-5. Now, that's very short on a team to keep a clean sheet who aren't going up against someone like a Liechtenstein or a San Marino or one of the major minnows here. But Bulgaria are not the same team that they were years ago. So they're almost dipping into minnow territory here with their record as of late. This Italy team are unbeaten in 34 matches now, coming out of Euro 2020 unbeaten. A lot of hype was made. There was a lot of hype around them being unbeaten going into the tournament, and a lot of people felt it was inevitable that that would go because they hadn't really faced any stiff competition. Well, they've come out of the Euros and they've won the fucking tournament. They won in England, playing England at Wembley Stadium. So this team are legit. And they can equal the all-time record with another positive result here, which I think they're definitely going to get. Bulgaria are not the team to stop them. They have not won away from home in 3 years. And they've only scored once in their last 10 away trips. So in the last 10 games, they've only scored... they've only scored in 10% of them. Italy have won four of their last five home games with Bulgaria to nil, 1-0, 2-0, 2-0, and 2-0. So I pretty much think that's how this one's going to go. 2-1 separately as a scoreline is available at 9-2. I would have a little sprinkle on that. I think this is a nice homecoming for Italy. I certainly don't think they concede a goal. And actually, when you break down everything and look at all the statistical data there, Italy being at 3-5 is a very, very strong play. There's actually value there on Italy to win to nil at 3-5 in this one. So we move away from those three games where I think three teams are going to win with clean sheets, and we move on to Sweden versus Spain, which should be a very competitive and interesting game in the group. They also met at the Euros as well and played out a 0-0 draw. I don't think that's going to be the case here. I think we will see some goals. Sweden are 4-1 to win it. It's 12-5 on the draw. And Spain are 7-10 favourites. I wouldn't be backing Spain as favourites. They seem like draw specialists, if anything. Both teams have scored in 8 of the last 11 Spanish competitive games. And Spain have drawn 6 of their last 8 away games. The last two meetings between the two sides at the Euros finished a draw, and Spain have not kept a clean sheet outside of their home country since October 2020. Now, that sounds a little bit weird because we know they had a 0-0 against Sweden in the Euros, but that game was played in Spain because you remember they all travelled around at the Euros and Spain got to play their group games at home and actually ended up losing the group to Sweden. They did not win their group because it took them a while to actually pick up a win because they were finding it so difficult to score. But I think they'll score here, but I also think it will be a draw. I would have a little sprinkle on the draw, but I would also lean towards both teams finding the net here in this one. And that's actually available at plus money, which is surprising. It's available at 21-20 for both teams to score, because I certainly can see these two teams playing out a score draw in this one on Friday night. Last game I'm going to cover is my England. England travel to Hungary, where they are the 2-5 favourites to pick up a win away from home. It's 16-5 here on the draw, and it's 13-2 here on Hungary. I think England are being very, very overrated. And I think if there's one team in particular that don't want these World Cup qualifiers right now, it's England, because the England team is full of Premier League players. The Premier League is the number one league in the world, and it is looking super and ultra competitive this season, where we legitimately have four teams that can win the title. And I don't think anybody really wants this game. They're just getting into their Premier League season. They've just returned to fitness, and suddenly you have to go away on an international break, not to play one game, not to play two games, but to play three games here. I think for Hungary, it's a much bigger game. We saw how much the Hungary home support got behind the team at the Euros. That was absolutely amazing to see, and it actually carried them to some positive results. They went toe-to-toe with Portugal until late on. Portugal got a very lucky goal, and there were times in that game where Hungary could have went ahead, and Hungary did go ahead against France and ended up holding out for a draw. So this could be a difficult game here for England. I don't see much value here on England at 2-5. In fact, what I'll be betting here on this one will be Hungary with a plus 1.5 goal start here at 4-6 minus 150. Because if England do manage to come here and get the win, I don't think they're going to beat this Hungary team by two goals. The only reason Portugal did it is because Hungary were emotionally demoralised from conceding such a late goal, and Portugal went on a rampage late on. That was certainly not a 3-0 scoreline. I think this would be much more like the France game, where the home support is there, willing Hungary on, and carries them to a result which is much more important to them. Because if England even lose this game, let's make no mistake about it, they're still going to get to the World Cup. They're still going to end up going up the gears and find a way to get through. They've already had a very, very good start. They're not going to drop any points at Wembley, so England will be there. And this is the most difficult game in the group, so it's okay to not win this one. England are not going to win this group with a 100% record. At least I don't think they will. So if I was to identify any game that would give them any real difficulty, it would be this game here against Hungary, who performed very, very well at Euro 2020, getting draws against Germany and France, and obviously, as I said, losing late on to Portugal. So difficult game here for England. If they do win, as I said, don't think it's going to be convincing. I'm going to take Hungary plus 1.5 goals here as the play, and that's available at 4-6, minus 150 here in this one. Closing out with the lock on the show, I think the trio of Portugal to win 2-0, Austria to win 2-0, and Italy win 2-0 are all very strong. Strong supporting data there. You've got Ireland, who haven't scored in 75% of the last 12. Same data goes for Moldova. But I'm going to go against Bulgaria. Bulgaria have only scored once in the last 10 away games, and they're coming up here against the European champions. Big homecoming here for Italy. I'm sure that they'll show the trophy off in front of the home fans. And they were obviously unbelievable in that tournament. They've now gone 34 unbeaten. They rarely concede any goals. Their team was built on their defence, which was so solid during the Euros. And I just don't think Bulgaria are going to come here and score and do something that they've only done once in the last 10 games against a team who are the best team in Europe at the moment, the European champions. A solid defence and solid value here at 3-5 as well. So your lock here for this show is going to be Italy to win 2-0 here on Friday. That's it from this edition of the World Cup qualifiers. I'll be back with two more shows here before the EPL returns. Good luck with all of your bets as always, and thanks for listening.